ALPA reiterates support for Safe Skies Act. Will Augusta Westland be blacklisted in India? And Garmin introduces new portable weather receiver. This is Aero News for Monday, February 24th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Airline Pilots Association International has reiterated to the NTSB its support for immediate passage of the Safe Skies Act of 2013 that would end the cargo carve-out and help ensure that every pilot is a well-rested pilot. As the investigation into the UPS crash in Birmingham, Alabama continues, Captain Lee Moak, president of ALPA, said, quote, "As we learn more about the events leading to that crash, it is becoming more apparent that separate rest requirements for cargo and passenger pilots is unsustainable, unsupportable, and unconscionable. Pilots who operate in the same skies, take off from the same airports, and fly over the same terrain must be given the same opportunities for full rest, regardless of what is in the back of the plane." End quote. Earlier this year, the FAA implemented FAR 117, which established strict rest requirements for passenger pilots. However, those rules don't apply to cargo pilots. Science-based studies, however, show that all airline pilots experience fatigue in the same ways, regardless of whether they are transporting passengers or cargo. Augusta Westland may find itself frozen out of the Indian helicopter market if a measure to blacklist the company passes that country's parliament. The move is under consideration in the wake of allegations of kickbacks given to the company associated with a $733 million deal dating back 4 years for a dozen AW101 VIP helicopters. That contract has been canceled, and the Indian Defense Ministry has already begun the blacklisting process, according to a report from United Press International. The proposal is being scrubbed by the Defense Ministry's legal counsel and will also have to pass muster with the Central Bureau of Investigation before the company could be formally blacklisted. The Times of India said that the process could take several weeks. A Defense Ministry official said that the move is mandated by Indian law and that the country has no option but to proceed with the move. If it is approved, Augusta Westland could be barred from bidding on government contracts in India for 10 years. Garmin has unveiled the GXM42, a portable Sirius XM aviation weather receiver, which allows pilots to access new weather services made available by Sirius XM and their enhanced satellite network. The GXM42 is the latest addition to a vast lineup of weather antenna receivers, which offers state-of-the-art Sirius XM aviation data reception, while making even more weather products available at a lower subscription tier. Furthermore, the base service now includes lightning, including cloud-to-cloud and cloud-to-ground activity, graphical winds aloft, temperatures aloft, airmets, and sigmets, which were previously available only with higher subscription levels. The GXM42 is currently available for purchase starting at $599. However, Sirius XM is expected to offer a $300 Sirius XM Rewards Visa prepaid card rebate for new purchases with a qualifying subscription. The New Mexico legislature has passed a bill that would eliminate sales tax on the sales of airplanes weighing over 10,000 pounds. The bill was sponsored by State Representative Bob Woolley, a Republican of Roswell. It had previously passed the lower chamber and then moved to the Senate, where it was approved 28-8 last week. The bill exempts aircraft sales and maintenance from sales tax if the airplane is over 10,000 pounds gross landing weight. The Santa Fe, New Mexican newspaper reports that Representative Woolley said the bill could create 150 jobs in his district, where two airplane maintenance facilities are located. The bill's supporters said that airplane sales were regularly closed and maintenance work was all moving to Texas, where there is no such tax. The bill is now on the desk of Governor Susana Martinez. The FAA has decided not to implement next-gen procedures at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport after the Metropolitan Airports Commission requested that the procedures be put in place only for selected runways. The FAA said that partial implementation would be unacceptable. The airport's commission asked for the partial implementation after residents complained about the potential for noise under the plan. The departure corridors would have been narrowed over the neighborhoods of Edina and South Minneapolis, according to a report in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. The FAA said last week in a letter to the airport's commission that partial implementation could be catastrophic or hazardous risk to people on the ground and in the air. The agency said implementation of the next-gen procedures is an all-or-nothing approach and left the door open to reconsider the implementation in the future. When Aero News continues, AEA initiates Bring Your Customer Day. Florida ExpressJet goes low-cost in-state. And Albuquerque bids to host the world's balloonist in 2016.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Monday, February 24th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In response to the many requests submitted to and received by the Aircraft Electronics Association over the years from its dealer network and manufacturers to allow end users and customers into the AEA Convention Exhibit Hall, the AEA Board of Directors has approved a trial run of allowing dealers' customers the opportunity to visit the Exhibit Hall on the last day of exhibits this year. That's Saturday, March 15th. This will be allowed under very strict guidelines, including each customer must be invited by and accompanied throughout the exhibit hall by a registered repair station representative. Manufacturers may only invite a customer attendee through the AEA dealer network. Attendance can only be on Saturday, March 15th, when the exhibit hall is open from 9:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time, and all customers must be registered either in advance or on-site. The registration fee $50 per customer. Florida Express Jet Travel, Inc., doing business as Florida Express Jet, plans to launch low-cost air service between Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tallahassee next month. The new service will start on March 20th on Boeing 737-400 jets. All coach seats on all nonstop flights will be priced at $69. This will include 8 daily flights in the Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and the Orlando to Tallahassee markets. The Florida Express Jet aircraft will have 12 business class and 138 coach seats. The city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the Balloon Federation of America is inviting the world's hot air ballooning community to return to the Land of Enchantment for the 2016 World Hot Air Balloon Championship. The Duke City is one of two sites bidding for the host role. The other is Saga, Japan. Albuquerque is already considered by most as the world center of ballooning, as it is host to the annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta each October. Balloon Fiesta is the largest hot air ballooning event in the world. Albuquerque was selected to host the first world championship in 1973 and the second in 1975. In that first championship, there were a mere 30 pilots representing 14 countries. For the 2016 championship, there will be provision for 105 pilots. If the Albuquerque bid is accepted, it's anticipated the world competition would begin the week prior to the annual Balloon Fiesta in October and conclude midweek with the Balloon Fiesta's annual International Flight of the Nations. A delegation from the BFA and Albuquerque will journey to Switzerland March 19th through the 20th to make a formal presentation to the annual meeting of the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale's Ballooning Commission. A decision is expected to be announced by the close of that meeting. The World Hot Air Balloon Championships, by the way, are held every 2 years, with Rio Claro in Brazil playing host this year, July 17th to 27th. I wonder, will they have cute mascots like the Olympics hare, tiger, and bear? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You are now cleared for departure.